All right, David, so we do have a vote coming up tomorrow on the American Healthcare Act, but there's been some last-minute amendments over the past couple of days. So what's changing in the bill? Why are they changing it? And does it make it any more likely that the GOP can get most or all of their members on board to get to 216?
Right. Those are all the right questions. And yes, we should, for those really geeky people listening in, the magic number this week is 216, not 218, because there are actually five vacancies in the House, which lowers the magic number. That means that the Republicans can essentially afford to lose, by, I think my math is right, 21 of their own, on the assumption that no Democrats are going to vote for this bill. The Democrats will be zero yes, so the Republicans can be no more than 21 no's.
Right.
And really, it's simple. It's not so much horse trading as it is trying to come up with language and little provisions and a tweak here and a tweak there to make a member or two or three happy. There are a couple of ones that are bigger than others. There is a language to try and create a or make it easier for states to require Medicaid recipients who can work to work. That's just designed to win over a few of the more hardline conservatives. And you know, there's other language that would give more incentive to constituents that are represented by moderate members. So it's a little bit of both. This is Paul Ryan really trying to do what many congressional leaders for decades have tried to do on votes like this, which is refine it at the last minute with this thing called a manager's amendment, so that when the vote happens, he's got just the votes he needs.
But it sounds like these sweeteners are all squarely in the area of healthcare, as opposed to giveaways to individual members to help earmark type things for their individual districts.
That's right. That is the real old school way of doing it. That you would promise somebody a 4-lane road into their hometown or some other sort of earmark. That's not how it's done now. This is really all about health policy. You know, maybe there will be some side handshakes that I'll admit I don't know about yet, in which the leadership will tell a member, vote with me now, and I will make sure you're taken care of in the highway bill, or some park in your district gets full funding, or that you'll get appointed to the Smithsonian Board of Regents, or you name it. But we don't know about that right now. What we do know is that this bill is really all about health care. If there are other little sweeteners, we don't know about them yet, and they probably aren't really heavy-duty earmarks, because earmarks really have kind of gone away in recent years.
Sure. And as part of the persuasion campaign, the president himself visited House members, House GOP members yesterday to try and persuade them to vote yes on the bill, making some political warnings to them in the process, which is kind of interesting because in a lot of ways, the American Health Care Act does not really resemble what Mr. Trump has said he wants out of a health care bill. But what do we know about what he actually told those members in that closed door meeting?
Well, we do know that he sort of said they'll rue the day if they don't pass it effectively. None of us was in the room to hear it, but the readout that we got from members who were there was that it was sort of more stick than carrot. It was more hectoring than inveighing. This is, of course, the president's first real foray into legislative deal making. I think our sense is, and the president and the White House have sort of, as you alluded to a minute ago, they've changed their mind several times about what it is that the president actually wants out of this. And I think really the bottom line here is that he wants to say that the House passed something. He wants to live to fight another day. This, in his view, is going to, and in the view of many Republican leaders, what the House passes this week, if they pass it, and I think it's still not a sure thing. I think I should stop for a second and say, yes, the vote is scheduled for Thursday evening. No, there's no guarantee that it will pass, and no, there's no guarantee that they'll even hold the vote. If they conclude that they can't get it through, they'll probably call off the debate. But sort of back onto the Trump point, this is really what he wants is a victory. A win is a win for him, and he's obviously having a kind of a rocky week, with some other stories, and it is really in his best interest to get this first legislative win banked so that he can try and refine it so that he can get it for the Senate to do likewise, which is going to be another very difficult sell. I think really what we think more than anything else is that Donald Trump wants to say that he passed a bill to replace Obamacare, and whatever that bill is that can command majorities in the House and Senate, he is willing to go for.
Well, on the stick approach that you mentioned, in addition to warning members that they might face primary challenges in 2018 if they don't pass this bill, roll call's reporting that the president warned members that if the ACA repeal goes sideways, then other things the Republicans want, like a tax code overhaul and infrastructure bill, those are in trouble too. What would be the political calculation there?
Oh, I think on that front, the president is absolutely right. That if they cannot, this was supposed to be of the four biggies for this year. This was supposed to be the second easiest. I would say that they thought that filling the vacancy on the Supreme Court was probably the most readily doable of the four big things that President Trump wanted to get done this year. Healthcare was supposed to be number two, and then tax overhaul number three, and this infrastructure package number four in terms of difficulty, from easiest to most difficult. And I think that if the notion is if they can't find a way to get a Republican majority Congress to get to yes on something that they have all been campaigning on and all been behind for the better part of 2 years, they're never going to get to yes on a tax overhaul that is not a top priority of every Republican. That is certainly has, if the health care bill has 30 different ways to skin the cat, then a tax overhaul has 3,000 different ways to get it done. Hmm. And then on the infrastructure bill, there are plenty of Republicans who do not think it is the federal government's role to be throwing billions of dollars at infrastructure improvements, that is not something that the government can afford or should afford to do at this point. So I think the president's dead on when he says, if we can't do this, we won't even be able to, we won't really have much of a chance at all to do the other things that I, President Trump, want to do.
All right. David Hawkins, senior editor at Roll Call. Thanks as always, David.
Thanks, Jared.
David Hawkins is senior editor at Roll Call. You can share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Just click share with friends. 55 minutes past the hour. This is the Federal Drive. I'm Jared Serbu, filling in for Tom Temin. You can follow us on facebook.com/Federal News Radio and on Twitter @FedNewsRadio. Top national and federal headlines are up next.